Well, our very own Warwick Hadfield is never short of a word, but listeners may not know that his obsession with sport is almost matched by his love of literature. He's here on RN Breakfast on Friday, has become known as Poets Day. And who better to introduce our featured poet this morning, Maria Takalanda, than Warwick himself. Warwick.
Hello. Thanks, Sally. Look, I first met Maria Takalanda a decade ago when I was hosting a forum on poetry as research. Now, could there be such a thing, I hear you ask? Well, Maria and her fellow panellists, Professors Cassandra Atherton and David McCooey, they made a compelling case for what might be considered both a novel as well as a poetic idea, that poets were as capable of research as people in safety glasses and white lab coats. Using the expression of ideas with rhythms and words to delve deeply into what and who we are and where we might be going. Now, Maria Takalanda does that both beautifully and at times painfully in her new collection of poems, Trigger Warning, the publication of which this month places her among the elite of Australian poetry. She's recorded a poem for us on RN Breakfast from Trigger Warning, and here is Maria Takalanda explaining the inspiration behind her poetry, and that's followed by a reading of the poem Television.
I think of these poems as lockdown poems. They're poems about the everyday household objects we've been locked inside with for weeks or months at a time. For me, as time wore on, deprived of other potential subject matter, those everyday household items became more peculiar, more mysterious, and more interesting. Here's a poem called Television, written after I noticed that my son's generation has little interest in the so-called box, though of course it remains a centerpiece for an older generation. Television. For millennials, svelte with the electromagnetic, it will always carry a reputation for being outsized. They see Stalinist objets d'art, hairdos shaped like turbine engines. Desperate, the TV has refashioned itself, purging the unseemly bulk, inoculating itself from static with that slicked back mannequin gloss. What it needs now is a different circle of friends. But how to leave behind those soft people, companionless even after all these years, still offering themselves for state programming with their cheap tumblers of hopes and fears? In the semi-dark, their faces are uncomprehending as moons.
That's Maria Takalanda with the poem Television.